The Department of Agriculture has released the CFAP2 top-up payments to Upland and Extra Long Staple, or ELS, cotton producers. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with those payment details, and he shares some important reminders for producers who may be eligible for other USDA programs, including WIP Plus and Quality Loss Assistance.
$20 per acre based on the 2020 planted acreage, and both Upland and ELS cotton are eligible for this. And according to USDA, it's about $220 million of that money is going to cotton producers. And again, those payments should have been issued in the last week or so. Regarding the ongoing disaster assistance programs, WIP Plus, and the Quality Loss Assistance Program that is a part of WIP, while the sign-up deadline has passed for both of these programs, we know with regard to QLA, and the deadline that was last week, a number of producers and their county offices had not been able to fully complete the application and documentation process. And so it's our understanding that there's been the registers were set up. And so those producers and county offices have until the end of April to finalize those applications. And then it's our expectation that USDA will be reviewing all of the applications that have come in for QLA and the remaining WIP Plus payments that are due, and looking at the available dollars that they have to spend and trying to get the payments made by the end of May, both for WIP Plus and QLA. So we hope to see those wrapped up here in the next 6 weeks or so at this point.
Langley closes with an update from the Hill regarding the newest member of the House Committee on Agriculture.
The newest member of the House was sworn in, and that's Dr. Julia Letlow, who won a special election in the Northeast District of Louisiana. Dr. Letlow did get a seat on the House Agriculture Committee, so she will be joining that committee as one of the Republican members. And it's a very large agricultural, including cotton-producing district, and certainly we look forward at the Cotton Council to developing a stronger relationship and working closely with Dr. Letlow and her staff team.